I'm Jennifer Howe.
And I'm Vince Wade. We'll have more on that story in a moment. But first, our top story tonight, a two-month investigation by TV2 Eyewitness News has revealed the North Sharon Baptist Church child molesting case appears to be part of a pattern of such scandals among churches affiliated with a controversial fundamentalist leader. North Sharon Church, southwest of Ann Arbor, is closely tied to independent Baptist preacher Jack Hiles. Our investigation shows North Sharon is one of at least seven Hiles-affiliated churches that have been rocked in the last 10 years by the shame of child molesting. The other churches are in San Diego, California, Petersburg, Virginia, Anniston, Alabama, Monroe, Louisiana, Beaumont, Texas, and Hiles' own church in Hammond, Indiana. Hiles dislikes reporters. He hasn't answered our written and telephone requests for an interview. He doesn't preach pedophilia, but his brand of Christianity is sexually repressive. Women are taught to be submissive, and children are severely punished if they don't obey the commands of these men of God.
In one by one and touch us.
He is Mark Folder, a soul winner in the bus ministry of North Sharon Baptist Church, southwest of Ann Arbor. Folder's been in jail since late last year on charges he molested young children who had been brought to the church aboard his bus. At a court hearing earlier this year, 10-year-old JJ told how Folder took him and several other little boys on a church camping trip. JJ and another youngster testified Folder led them in group masturbation sessions and later ordered them into his tent one at a time to be sodomized or perform oral sex.
He would tell me to go out of the tent and then he would call somebody else in.
9-year-old Mike testified about the pain of being sodomized by Folder, the church bus driver.
I told him it hurt and for him to quit.
Did he?
Yeah.
When Folder was arrested, detectives confiscated his Bible, which was autographed by controversial preacher Jack Hiles. Hiles presides over the First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana, a fundamentalist house of worship. Hiles despises affiliated Baptists and other Christians who don't share his views. In March, one of Hiles' deacons, A.V. Ballinger, was convicted on charges he molested a 7-year-old girl in Sunday school. A lawsuit by the girl's family charges Hiles told the parents that Deacon Ballinger just likes little girls. Another Hiles protege, Earl Reeves, the pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Temple in San Diego, California, spent 8 years in prison for molesting young women and grade school girls in his congregation. In Petersburg, Virginia, Calvary Park Baptist Church youth minister Jeffrey Gerald pled guilty to charges he had sex with 11 young girls from his congregation. Gerald was a graduate of the Hiles Anderson Bible College in Schererville, Indiana. Dr. Ronald Inroth, author of Churches That Abuse, says authoritarian congregations isolate themselves from the outside world.
One way that people in leadership and can control and manipulate people is through manipulation of sexual relationships. We see that in cults. We see it in cult-like churches. And unfortunately, we see a great deal of inappropriate sexual behavior with regard to women and children especially.
God's dear name, the Bible Mama used, is good enough for all of us. The Bible of Billy Sunday, the Bible of Dwight Moody, the Bible of the old-fashioned evangelists and preachers who built this nation.
The reputation of preacher Jack Hiles has been spattered by the mud of sex scandals involving his preachers, his son, and himself for years. Yet he maintains a loyal national following. This leather-lunged preacher likes to call himself Dr. Hiles. It's a purely honorary degree from Pontiac's Midwestern Bible College. Ads in fundamentalist papers show Hiles has an association with churches in Pontiac, Rochester Hills, Belleville, Flint, and Port Huron, as well as the North Sharon Baptist Church. Hiles' ties to the North Sharon Church were on display last March at his National Pastor School. With hundreds of like-minded preachers from around the country loudly applauding, Hiles and Ohio attorney David Gibbs presented awards to key figures in the North Sharon Baptist Church as Defenders of the Faith. Pastor William Winiger and Associate Pastor Timothy Leonard were congratulated by Hiles, who told them he was proud of them.
It's a jungle out there. And it is a jungle. But you've stood in the jungle, held your head high, and stood tall.
Mark Folder's wife was given a special Christian Justice Award since her husband is still in jail facing child molesting charges.
And I'm glad if my husband has to be in jail, it's for an eternal cause.
Rose Carr and Maxine Teachout are the mother and grandmother, respectively, of three boys allegedly molested by Mark Fuller. The two women were appalled at the awards presentation.
How can you want your husband home to live with him, sleep with him, and knowing he'd rather prefer a kid, according to all these stories? I just can't believe that. It's just like it's listening to the Jim Jones movie.
Buses prowling for little lost souls to bring to church is at the heart of the issue. Last month at this Addison, Illinois apartment building, a Hiles Soul winner was charged with disorderly conduct for chasing frightened children through the building, demanding they ride his bus to church. Laura Bowerin says he followed her five-year-old daughter into their apartment uninvited as the little girl tried to flee.
We teach our children to be scared of strangers. And now this guy is approaching all kids. He wants nothing to do with adults. And that's a little strange in my book, my case.
I'll take the bus kid!
If I were a pedophile, and if that's where I got my kicks, and I knew about an organization like that, I would act out and I would play whatever role I had to play for somebody to put me in that situation. That's a banquet for a pedophile.
We must greet them while we can. We must greet them.
Our story has attracted the attention of the news media in Chicago and Northwest Indiana. Today, Jack Hiles told a Chicago reporter he abhors child molesting. Tomorrow night at 11, we'll show you how women are treated by Hiles and his followers. Check.